You're listening to SBS News.
In the last week, the numbers of COVID-19 cases have skyrocketed. 9.5 million cases of the coronavirus were tallied around the world over the last week alone, a 71% increase in the weekly count of infections. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says this is the highest number of cases reported during the pandemic.
Last week, the highest number of COVID-19 cases were reported so far in the pandemic. And we know for certain that this is an underestimate of cases because reported numbers do not reflect the backlog of testing around the holidays, the number of positive self-tests not registered, and burdened surveillance systems that miss cases around the world.
The Director General says these numbers point to the crucial importance of ensuring every country has access to safe and affordable vaccines. But access has been uneven across the world. In Europe, some countries who have been able to vaccinate their population with first and second doses are now moving to booster programs to minimise disruption to daily life and important events. Portugal is a case in point. Uptake there has been very strong, but new daily cases hit a record of almost 40,000 on Wednesday. The government has now announced new incentives for people to get their third COVID-19 doses because a surge in Omicron variant cases may force thousands of voters to stay home, derailing an election scheduled for January 30. Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa.
Solicitamos à Procuradoria-Geral da República.
We have requested to the Attorney General yesterday morning an urgent assessment. We hope they will be able to reply quickly, so that they can clarify if, and under any conditions, the limitation of the right to vote is allowed due to mandatory isolation for people infected or those living with them.
In the UK, there have been repeated waves of COVID cases, the latest surge placing the health system under pressure once more. That pressure shows no signs of easing, but Prime Minister Boris Johnson says they're putting resources in place to cope.
Of course, I understand how frustrating it is to see another wave coming in. And I thank doctors, nurses, all health staff, everybody for what they're doing to keep going. What we are doing is increasing the support massively. So there are 5,000 more doctors this year than there were this time last year, 10,000 more nurses.
Some countries like Germany and Indonesia are moving to make vaccinations mandatory for adults, or at the very least, frontline workers. Others, such as Chile, are moving to give a fourth COVID-19 dose. Until now, Chile has been able to control new outbreaks. But over the last few days, there has been a noticeable increase in cases, with the number of people becoming infected rising to 3,100, the highest number in 6 months. Sebastian Pinera, president of Chile, says the second booster is therefore essential.
Experience has shown us that vaccines and reinforcement efficacy diminish in time, and also with the appearance of new variants. Therefore, we want to announce today that as of next Monday, January the 10th, we are going to begin a new process of massive vaccination with a fourth dose of a second reinforcement dose.
In Cameroon, where there's over 100,000 COVID cases, a new vaccination program has been launched 3 days before the Africa Cup of Nations starts, in a bid to avoid a large-scale spread of the virus during the event. In the capital, Yaoundé, fans have packed out vaccination centres to receive their jab. Tatiana Durrani, a local resident and football fan, says it's so she can go to the matches.
If a vaccine is set up, we should try to take it. I want to live without something that prevents me from attending the AFCON. I came to get the vaccine. I wanted to run away at one point, but after they called me, I went and took it.
But in much of Africa, where access to vaccines is problematic, there are fears the virus could become endemic across the continent because of the slow overall pace of immunisation. Dr. John Nengasong, director of the Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention, says obtaining enough vaccines has been an issue, and getting into people's arms also a problem.
Unless and until towards by the end of this year, the continent actually scale up its vaccination to above 70 or 80%, my worry is that we might actually be at the end of this year into a situation, a scenario where COVID becomes endemic.
The concerns over vaccinations relate to the severity of Omicron. The World Health Organization says the variant is more infectious, accounting for much of the recent surge in cases, and appears to produce less severe disease than the globally dominant Delta strain. But WHO says it still should not be categorised as mild. Dr. Michael Ryan, the Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies Program, says the concern is the emergence of even more new variants in unvaccinated populations.
Well, I think there still is a lot of energy in this virus. As Bruce alluded to, there's still billions of people, as the DG alluded to, who are unvaccinated. So there is still plenty, unfortunately, opportunity for this virus to spread and to generate new variants.
The WHO Director General says that's why vaccine access is so important.
Vaccine inequity is a killer of people and jobs, and it undermines a global economic recovery. Alpha, Beta, Delta, Gamma, and Omicron reflect that in part because of low vaccination rates, we have created the perfect conditions for the emergence of virus variants.
Dr. Bruce Aylward, senior advisor to the WHO Director General, agrees with that assessment. He says vaccination equity is the way forward and out for the world.
Everybody now is acutely aware of the costs of failing to vaccinate. It's the arrival of new variants, of new challenges. So the sooner we get to equitable distribution, the sooner we get out of this pandemic. Could we do it by the end of 2022? There's absolutely nothing we've seen so far that suggests that we cannot. There is no need to finish 2022 in a pandemic.
Deborah Grawke, SBS News.